On this episode of Skeptico, Alex discusses his email correspondence with Dr. Sam Harris.
I mean, here he is equating NDE research to psi research. Now, the only person that would do something like that is someone who knows very little about each. I like when little nuggets of truth like this are revealed. Because if we just listen to Sam Harris's public stance on psi, on parapsychology, on Rupert Sheldrake, Dean Radin, it's all very open, very collaborative, very go boys, let's see what you got. I'm not against it. But when you read this, you see what he really thinks about psi research. It's in the backwater of science. That's where it really is for Sam.
Stay with us for Skeptico.
Welcome to Skeptico, where we explore controversial science with leading researchers, thinkers, and their critics. I'm your host, Alex Sakaris, and on this episode of Skeptico, I want to wrap up and add a couple of postscripts to Dr. Evan Alexander's new book, Proof of Heaven, which chronicles his near-death experience. Now, I know we've spent quite a bit of time on this. Actually, the last three episodes have talked about near-death experience science and the way that atheists and skeptics approach that science. So please, if you haven't heard those, it might add some context for you to go back and listen to those before you listen to this. But I did want to share with you a couple of email exchanges that I've had since those shows, because I think you'll find them very interesting. And because, as I've often said on this show, I think it takes two or three rounds a lot of times to get to the real heart of some of these issues. So I want to start with Sam Harris, whose blog post we featured in episode 189. Now, just as a recap, many of you, I'm sure, know Sam Harris is the author of a book that really started this whole "we're new atheists and we're smarter than everybody else" thing. And since then, Sam Harris has really been able to maintain this kind of intellectual and scientific respectability that's somehow been above the fray of the Richard Dawkins atheist kind of in the street thing. At least that's my take on where he fits. So I think a lot of people were surprised at Dr. Sam Harris's rather unprofessional attack on Dr. Evan Alexander, which we chronicled in episode 189. And I think what was most telling for people was, just as I laid it out, that if you're going to slam this guy, debate him. If you got the goods, like you say you do, then go out in the court of public opinion and deliver what you have. But don't do these little drive-bys and claim that you know everything. But I'm really getting ahead of myself, because as you'll hear in this email exchange that I had with Dr. Harris, he's a lot more like those fundamentalist atheists than he likes to let on. So here then is what happened. I published, as I just said, episode 189 titled "Sam Harris Won't Debate Dr. Evan Alexander on Near-Death Experience Science." So the first thing I have to tell you is, before I even had a chance to send Dr. Harris a link to the podcast, it must have been less than an hour after I published, I got an email from him, and he responded to me with this email: "Alex, please publish this in full." Which I'm going to do. So on the website, I'm going to publish the full email exchange, but I want to hit on some of the highlights here in this podcast. So continuing, after publish this in full, he points out a few things, quote unquote, I should realize. One, the distinction between neuroscientist and neurosurgeon is real and important. Okay, so this is a topic that came up in our prior email exchange, and now he's trying to support this argument. Some neurosurgeons are neuroscientists, but that doesn't appear to be the case with Alexander. More importantly, he's not thinking like a neuroscientist at all, he says parenthetically. He continues, the result is about as bad as if I were handed a drill and scalpel and told to operate on a living person's brain. Okay, let me stop right there. Now, come on. Is this kind of over-the-top arrogance really convincing? Are you buying any of this? Do you really think Sam Harris has some secret special knowledge that he's learned as an unpublished, non-practicing neuroscientist? I mean, isn't that kind of silly?
Just go read the guy's book. Again, something that Sam Harris seems quite proud of the fact that he hasn't done. Or go to his website. Look at his curriculum vitae. It's obvious that he has the qualifications, the brains, the knowledge to speak with authority on these issues. Of course he knows neuroscience. Of course he knows neuroanatomy. He taught at Harvard Medical School for 15 years. If Dr. Sam Harris really wants to push this point, he's got to back it up. Because on the surface of it, no one's going to buy that. No one. We've done the podcast. We've published it. I've gotten the response. No one is buying your argument that Eben Alexander's qualifications don't stack up, that he's not an expert. No one's buying it. Let it go. But wait, there's another point he makes in this email. He says, by relying on bad science in the way that you are, meaning me, and labeling criticism as a symptom of arrogance or atheist fundamentalism, which I probably did, you're actually doing a lot of harm to your cause. This is the interesting part. You apparently have no idea how foolish you sound in your most recent podcast. Unlike most of my fellow scientists and skeptics, I happen to be sympathetic to the aims of psi research. But now even I will have nothing to do with you. So nice work. You just made the backwater of psi even less accessible to serious people. Now that's actually very interesting and very revealing. I mean, here he is equating NDE research to psi research. Now the only person that would do something like that is someone who knows very little about each. I mean, we know that psi researchers, Dean Radin, Rupert Sheldrake, they're studying ESP, clairvoyance, telekinesis, those kind of things, psi phenomena. There's no overlap with near-death experience. The near-death experience researchers we're talking about are Pim van Lommel, cardiologist, 20-year study in the Netherlands, Jeff Long, radiologist, in a hospital, studying cases. Jan Holden, Bruce Grayson at the University of Virginia. For him to confuse psi research and NDE research is very telling as to the extent that he understands either one of these topics. And the other thing that's very revealing about that quote is this. When he says, you just made the backwater of psi even less accessible to serious people. Now, despite what some of you think, I really don't like confrontation. But you know what I do like? I like knowing the truth. I like when little nuggets of truth like this are revealed. Because if we just listen to Sam Harris's public stance on psi, on parapsychology, on Rupert Sheldrake, Dean Radin, it's all very open, very collaborative, very go boys, let's see what you got. I'm not against it. But when you read this, you see what he really thinks about psi research. It's in the backwater of science. That's where it really is for Sam. Understanding that, revealing that, makes it worth going through this confrontation. So back to the email. Here's what I wrote back to Sam. Sam, I'm not exactly sure what you expect me to do with your response. I guess I could publish it along with my commentary, maybe. Well, it turns out that's what I am doing. Or post it on the forum, probably. But I really don't understand why you continue to shy away from a debate. Moreover, your continued insistence that you own the only opinion that matters, i.e. there's nothing to debate, is really not going to play well. I mean, who's going to buy that? I will, however, drill into your response. I think Alexander might have something to say about how his neuroscience qualifications stack up against yours. And I did go ahead and forward that email to Dr. Alexander, and then I got the response that y'all saw in episode 189. But this email exchange continues. Dr. Harris wrote me back. This isn't about credentials, he writes. Funny. That seemed to be what he was saying when there's this big difference between a neuroscientist and a neurosurgeon. Seemed to be about credentials then, but now it's not about credentials. The fact that you would interpret my stated reasons for not debating Alexander is deceptive. He goes on to say, I may very well debate him at some point, but it won't be on your podcast. So I wrote back to him. I try to ignore all the personal attacks. So here's what I wrote back. Sam,
The one thing that continues to jump out at me from your emails is your lack of appreciation for NDE science. I mean, it's not like Eben Alexander is the first to report an NDE or study the NDE literature. He's just the first neurosurgeon from Harvard Medical School to have one. Have you ever heard of folks like, then I sent him the links to my interview 164 with Jan Holden, 119 with Dr. Pin Van Lommel, 118 with Dr. Jeffrey Long, number 90 with Dr. Penny Sartori, and number 64 with Dr. Peter Fennec. And I wrapped it up by saying, you need to get out of the atheist bubble you're in and explore the considerable research on this amazing medical mystery. Well, maybe I was digging him a little harder than I thought here, because here's what he wrote back. Alex, you are either very confused or are being deliberately annoying. I can guarantee I was doing the second. It's hard to tell by email. Here's the important point. He says, I am familiar with the NDE research, but all of it is irrelevant here. Later he says, I'm not in an atheist bubble. I'm the one prominent atheist who has publicly argued that psi research has been unfairly stigmatized. But the way you've treated this issue makes the stigma perfectly understandable. Okay, a couple things jump out. First, the statement, I'm familiar with the near-death experience literature, but all of it is irrelevant here. Again, this is almost too goofy to respond to. All the NDE literature is irrelevant to understanding Dr. Alexander's case? This is why I'd love to get this guy in some debate. Can you imagine someone trying to defend that statement? It's silly. And the other thing that jumps out is, again, he's equating NDE research with psi research. So if you thought it was a mistake the first time, rest assured, Dr. Sam Harris really doesn't seem to know the difference. Okay, here's what I wrote back to him. Sam, you say you're familiar with the NDE literature? How so? What have you read? Any of the researchers I cited? Have you ever cited any NDE studies in your writing? I don't think so. Regarding relevance, even a rudimentary understanding of the body of peer-reviewed NDE research should give you an appreciation for the larger neurological questions surrounding NDEs. For example, how can experiencers with a wide variety of medical conditions, and even those who experience no medical trauma, have similar, hyper-lucid, transformative experiences? Dr. Alexander's account must be understood within the context of this work. NDEs are one of the greatest medical mysteries of our time. The medical nature of the mystery is one of the reasons Dr. Alexander is in a better position to speak authoritatively about what might be going on. Unless, I said parenthetically, you think your background trumps his in this area. It would serve you well to engage in the mystery, rather than churn out more of the same atheistic party-line talking points for your adoring fans. Well, as you might expect, this is getting pretty close to the end of this email exchange. He did fire me back this nice email, though. Alex, so you're accusing me of lying again. Now I understand. You're actually a... I'm done. Sam. Well, well, Dr. Harris, I guess it's my fault for asking you to back up your claim, for asking you to show where you've ever cited any NDE research, not psi research, mind you, because that's something different. So let me help you along here. Let me do a little Google search through your blog, samharris.org, and we'll search through that site, your blog, your essays, everything you've published, and let's search for Pin Van Lommel. Nope, the only hit we have are from some other people have posted. Okay, so let's look Jeffrey Long. No, nothing. How about Jan Holden? Let's try Bruce Grayson. No, none of those either. Fact is, I couldn't find a single reference to any published NDE research in any of Sam's writings. But I guess we should just take his word for it. He is Dr. Sam Harris. We shouldn't challenge him, should we? We shouldn't engage in critical thinking. So if he says he's familiar with the NDE literature, I'm sure he is.
He probably read Vic Stenger's book, or maybe something by Michael Shermer. Okay, on to another email exchange, this one much more pleasant, and that is the one that I had with Dr. Jan Holden from the University of North Texas, who of course is one of the co-editors, along with Bruce Grayson, of the Handbook of Near-Death Experiences. And I sent Jan a link to episode 190, where we talk about Dr. Vic Stenger's book and his quotations and citations of Jan Holden's work. So I'm not going to read you her entire response into this podcast, but I do encourage you to look at it. I'm going to post it there on the website. I don't think it will come as much of a surprise to you that she totally refutes Stenger's conclusions. And really, at the end of the day, the only conclusion you can come to is that the guy willfully misrepresented her position. But you can read that yourself. And while you're at it, I'd like you to compare and contrast the way she presents the facts, the data, the evidence compared to our friend Dr. Sam Harris and our friend Dr. Vic Stenger. Here is a researcher. Here is someone who is engaged in the data. And whether you like the data or not, I think you have to appreciate that you're being given scientific evidence and not a bunch of chest-thumping bravado. So that wraps up this little follow-up I wanted to do. I have to tell you, we are moving off of this topic, and some of you will be very glad, other of you maybe not. We'll come back and touch on near-death experience in the future, but there's many, many other areas to talk about and dive into in the way that we like to do them on this show. So let me wrap up by inviting you to join me in dialogue about this episode. If you think I'm off here, if you think Sam Harris is right, or if you think Jan Holden is wrong, whatever. We'd love to hear your opinion. We'd love to have you share that opinion, as long as you do it in a civil way that's attempting to engage in a real dialogue. We'd love to hear from you. The place to do that is either on the Skeptico website at skeptiko.com or the Skeptico forum, which you can get to from the website as well. While you're at the website, you can, of course, check out all of our almost 200 previous shows and, of course, find a link to send me an email or a Facebook. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Skeptico. Several good episodes in the hopper, just ready to get out there as soon as I can. Stay with me for all of that. Until next time, take care. Bye for now.